Saran lay back on the almost horizontal trunk, gazing off into the still summer night as she explained.
Beneath this hill is a big cave, where Skur rules over whites and all who serve his evil desires. Zaran knows all about this place. Many beasts from there I have captured. They tell me all before I send them away.
Double knew he asked a foolish question, even as he spoke.
Send them away? Where to?
Zaran allowed herself a hint of a smile.
How many seasons are you, Double?
The young Gaussian thought for a moment.
12, I think.
The Black Otter held up her lethal double-bladed sword, watching Starlight glinting on it.
My Namur would have been 12 seasons by now.
Something in his friend's eyes told Double not to ask who Namur was. He sat silent as Zaran continued.
There is but one entrance and exit to Skur's lair, the one below us. Many times I searched to find another, but there is only one. Zaran will make this hill move one day. It will collapse upon the entrance. Skur and his creatures will have a living grave and a slow death.
Double understood, then.
So that is how one will overcome many.
The Black Otter gave a low, blood-curdling chuckle.
Trapped in there, they will die once fresh air is gone, slain by the yellow poison fumes.
Double recalled being underwater when Zaran rescued him. He shuddered at the thought of being deprived of air to breathe.
What an awful and slow way to go.
Zaran's eyes shone savagely.
I would like to be there, to see it. Then I would know. My daughter Namur, my mate Varan, her father, their deaths would be avenged.
With a swift thrust, she buried the weapon in the poplar trunk beside the young shrew.
Double stay here. Zaran has work to do.
Gathering her crude tools, the lithe Black Otter vanished into the darkness. It took Double some considerable effort to free the odd weapon from the tree. He lay on his stomach watching and listening for any alien sounds in the still woodland night. It had been a long, hard day. Double soon dozed off. He slumbered for a short time, then rolled over, almost falling from the poplar trunk. The sword fell to the earth, one of its 2 points sticking in the ground. Steadying himself, Double sat up, immediately alert. Some beast was close by, and it was not Zaran. He began inching from his perch to reach the sword.